بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Sheikh Karimi, today's question is, if everything is by the will of God, then are the crimes in Gaza also God's doing? Na'uzu billah. May Allah forgive us for asking such a question. We know for sure it's not God's doing, okay? But this is a question, okay?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Unfortunately, we're witnessing a very unfortunate scenes in Palestine from 2 years ago until today, even after the so-called peace. But the point is that the same can be mentioned for many other great crimes throughout the history. We can talk about, the crimes of the colonizers in different countries, including the African continent, the crimes of the United States in different countries. And we can talk about the crime, the greatest crime in the history, that is the murder and killing of Imam Hussein alayhi salam by Yazid and his army.
So can World War First and World War the Second, yeah. So
can
many
we
people,
say that
yes.
all these crimes were done by God? Now, mm-hmm. So my first one is that this is not the first time. Although this is very difficult, this is very, heartbreaking. But anyway, there had been other cases in the history as well. So to have a very, complete theological answer to this question, we need to know about what we call it the sunan, the traditions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in running this world.
Mm-hmm.
And I ask dear listeners to pay careful attention to this very discussion, because through that they may answer many other questions as well.
That's right.
So the divine plan is acting based on some principles, some traditions, and I would like to explain and elaborate on two of them, which are maybe the most significant ones. One of them is the concept of free will,
mm-hmm.
ikhtiyar.
Yes.
So the question is that, is this world a better place with free will or without free will?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that we are given free will. For example, chapter Insan, verse 3, Inna hadaynahu sabil, we have shown human being the way. Imma shakiran wa imma kafura, it is up to them to be grateful or ungrateful. Kaf 29, وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ, say the truth is from your Lord. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ, whoever wishes, then they should believe. وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ, whoever wishes, then they may disbelieve. Or Al-An'am, verse 149, فَلَوْ شَاءَ لَهَدَاكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ, had Allah wished, He would have guided you all together. But this is not the wish of God. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, Allah a'dalu min an yujbira 'abdan 'ala fi'lin thumma yu'adhibuhu 'alayhi. Allah is more just than forcing someone to do something and then to punish him or her.
All right.
So the question is that, as I mentioned, this world is a better place with free will or without free will.
All right.
Now, if there is no free will, if we claim that we do all the actions forcefully, mm-hmm. we have no choice.
All right.
Then it means that we cannot, take any person into account.
All right.
No person, criminal can be taken into question.
All right.
Can be reprimanded.
And what kind of force is that? Because not all the people are always evil and not always good. So what kind of force is that? Sometimes you are forced to do good. Sometimes you are forced to do bad. So force, must be on a constant, theme and meaning. It could be constantly doing crimes or constantly doing good things.
So
you are not logically, you cannot accept that you are forced to do something.
Yeah, this is also another argument.
Okay.
But those people who argue that we have no free will, they say that it doesn't make any difference. Whatever you do is willed already by God and you have no option
okay.
whether it is good or bad.
So they can test it.
Yeah. Yeah,
for instance, right now, I do something. Yeah. At the moment, I change it. So is it Allah's will?
Yeah, that's one of the arguments mentioned against them.
All right.
So the point is that if there is no free will, if there is predestination, jabbed, force, it means that you cannot, reproach any criminal. Okay, Hitler was forced to do that. Yazid was forced. It was predestined by God. The Zionist regime, what they are doing, it is done by God, na'udhu billah, mm-hmm. and they are forced. So this is one of the, negative consequences of belief in jab or predestination. And we know that the Umayyads, they were preaching the idea of jab because uh-huh. of the fact that they wanted to tell the people that whatever we are doing,
okay.
we are doing based on
to justify their actions.
Yeah. And that is why Ibn Ziyad, in that famous meeting with Lady Zainab Salamullahi Alayha, he mentions that Alhamdulillah alladhi fadahakum, praise be to our God who disgraced you and killed you. And then Lady Zainab Salamullahi Alayha mentions her famous statements answering. So my point is that Ibn Ziyad is telling the people that what we did was the will of God.
Uh-huh.
The other point is that still, I'm answering the question whether this world is a better place with free will or without. If there is no free will, then no person, is responsible for any action.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that you believe deep in your heart that I have no free will.
All
then
right.
you will not take any responsibility.
Okay.
You say that everything is done and willed by God.
All right.
So I'm not going to accept any responsibility.
Yes.
When it comes to, moral issues,
yes.
no person is going to purify himself or herself.
All
they
right.
claim that whatever we do is wished, willed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there is no free will, if there is predestination, there is no meaning in sending the prophets, the imam, the Quran, the guides for the people.
That's right.
All of them are meaningless. So my point is that we come to this conclusion that this world with free will is much better than with predestination. So if Allah has created, this is the first principle,
That's right.
have created a world to run based on the concept of free will, then he's not going to change this principle in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a person like Hitler, based on his free will, he's going to kill many people.
Okay.
Allah is not going to intervene here. Of course, we have few
yes.
exceptions.
Yes.
But the rule, the principle is that every person has his or her free will.
That's right.
And that is the principle, that is the tradition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise,
okay.
imagine, as soon as a person commits a sin, as soon as a criminal kills a person, God intervenes and punish him right at that moment. Imagine from that time onward, all the people will be good,
mm-hmm.
but that would be forcefully.
All right.
Because they fear the punishment of God. So
That's
this
right.
is the tradition, this is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to punish the criminal right at that time, to mm-hmm. give them some time.
But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created will, isn't it? He has created, for example, the universe, sun rises, sun sets, there are some disasters, okay? These are the created wills of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Human agency is not at work over here. And in terms of the commandments, for example, the Muslims or such and such people are obliged to do so, we have this type of legislative wills, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it comes through the legislation, and these are the commands. Again, you have free will to do that or not to do that, Sheikh.
That's a very good point that you mentioned, because, there are some verses in the Quran
uh-huh.
talking about the fact that, for example, some verses refer to the fact that whatever good you do, it is coming from God. Whatever bad you do is coming from yourself.
All right.
In other verses, we read that everything is coming from God. So some people claim that there is a kind of contradiction. But the point is what you mentioned, legislative will and creative will.
Yes.
When it comes to creative will, whatever we do is coming from the will of God, because God has given us the power. Even the criminals, when they do those wrong actions,
yes.
they are given this power by God. So from creative aspect of the will, Everything is coming from God because it's God who has given us the power. But from the legislative aspect, the wrong actions cannot be attributed to God.
Right.
Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only commands the good and forbids from the evil.
That's right.
So this is my first point. We are talking about the first principle of free will.
Yes.
So Allah is not going to take this free will from the people.
Mm-hmm.
Allah is going to, we know that Prophet Nuh alayhi salam invited people for hundreds of years. Was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala able, was it fitting God to punish all the people right at that time? We know that after Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family, the majority of the people did not follow Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Yes.
Can we claim that God should intervene and punish those people? It's not possible.
Mm-hmm.
In the history of mankind, as I mentioned, these crimes are not for the first time, although they are very heartbreaking. We are told in the Quran that Bani Israel, the ancestors of these people, they used to kill the prophets.
Uh-huh.
كانوا يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون النبيين بغير الحق. Chapter 2, verse 61. They used to kill the prophets. According to a prophetic narration, Bani Israel killed 43 prophets within one day. Imagine, we are talking about divine prophets.
Okay.
Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam said, in one day they killed 70 prophets. We have also other numbers, like 300 and even 1,000 prophets. So, having said that, my conclusion for the first part of the answer is that we are talking about a world which, based on divine will, is going to run while giving human beings free will. And Allah is not going to take this free will because the world is a better place with free will.
And without free will, the concept of punishment and reward has no meaning. On that time, like angels, because angels are not given the power of sinning, okay?
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, they have no power of deciding whether to stop themselves. I mean, one important part is doing good things, but the other important part, which you are given reward, is not doing evil things. Mm-hmm. I mean, this not is important.
Yeah.
And mostly we are given rewards for not doing some specific actions and not doing things. And this is absolutely logically based on the free will of the people and nothing more than that.
So when it comes to the people of Gaza and what is happening there, these Zionist regime, through their free will, they are doing all these crimes.
Mm-hmm.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to, remove and take them, take free will from them. This is how this world is going to run.
Okay.
And of course, free will is given to Muslims.
Yes.
Is given to the Muslim leaders to come together and intervene. So had Muslims also used their free will in the right way, for sure, the situation was so much different.
Okay.
So this is the first principle.
That's right.
There is another principle which is about causality, and I think I need to elaborate on in the following session.
Inshallah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi. Of course, I have to ask you in the upcoming session, does Satan have control over our free will or not as human beings? And as you said, what is the role of causality over here in the most important genocide that take place in the 21st century, that is the genocide in Gaza? Thank you very much. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amal.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن حسان إن في الجنة نهرا من ذهب إن في الجنة نهرا من ذهب لعلي وحسين وحسان.